times are tough on America's dairy farms.
Randy Moody owns a dairy farm in Missouri. He told a House Agriculture Subcommittee the other day that feed prices are down. That helps. But on the other hand,
for the second year in a row, the revenues from milk sales will drop this year to the second lowest level in the last decade.
And yet,
milk production expansion has continued.
So why do producers keep churning out more and more milk when prices continue to fall? Scott Brown told lawmakers his theory.
During the 80s and 90s, there were more farmers with higher costs that exited during tough times. Today's operations have larger fixed costs, which makes their exit difficult.
All of this led the hearing to get into this new, in this farm bill, dairy margin protection program. If returns are so bad, why did almost half the nation's producers not sign up for it? Why did most who did sign elect to pay for such a low protection level that many are not being paid anything as milk prices fall? Some have suggested scrapping this MPP for something else. However,
I firmly believe MPP is the right dairy program for the future.
Dairy producer Randy Mooney again. He testified at the hearing on behalf of the National Milk Producers Federation, and he admitted, yes, last year, dairy operators who signed up for the Margin Protection Program paid in $73 million in premiums to USDA to participate,
while USDA only paid out $700,000 under the program.
So he says, yes, the program has not yet fulfilled its full safety net objective.
But we remain confident that the improvements can be made for this still evolving program.
Absolutely.
University of Missouri ag economist Scott Brown again. He suggested first tailoring an operations feed cost formula, which determines margins of payments, basing that formula on
the amount of feed it's grown versus it buys from the marketplace.
Could be a big cost difference there. Also, judging from the payouts last year and the low sign-up this year, he suggests that
slightly higher protection is needed than where we were when we debated this farm bill.
Scott Mooney said smaller operations just have not been big participants, so maybe
having lower rates for smaller producers to get them more incentivized to be part of it, that might help there.
But both said MPP's worth keeping. One other thing, USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer says despite higher production next year, prices may rise by about 90 cents a hundredweight.
Weaker imports and stronger exports in 2017 is part of the story.
So maybe things won't be as tough for dairy producers in 2017. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.